Friday. Happy Friday, my dear listeners. Good afternoon, good evening here in the depths of the night. And happy fifth anniversary to the show that you're tuned into now. In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's a very exciting time. Not just to be here after 5 years, but to actually be back in the studio to celebrate it. I didn't know if this would happen. And here we are. Man, oh man, it has been a long and wild ride. So this episode is going to be kind of a look back, as I often do on the anniversary shows, at the great stuff, the independent and local stuff that we've been able to bring you over the past year here on In You All Along, and a little reflection on times gone by. Lots of interesting times in this past year. You know, just looking through the music that I played over the past year was just an amazing journey back through so much that has happened in that time. But we'll catch you up on all of that and more. So in the meantime, stay tuned. Thanks for joining me here on this very auspicious episode of In You All Along. I am very happy to have you guys here. Make sure that you get out your cake and your prizes and your party favors that I told you to have ready at home. I know that you've got them. Anyway, happy birthday to In You All Along.
Bomb. I can tell. Why'd you go and ruin it all? Why'd you go and tell me you're gone, gone, gone? When you knew my heart was at war, but couldn't tell what it was fighting for. Every spring I hold my breath until I see you,
until I see you
in your summer dress. Summer dress. Summer dress.
All right. Happy birthday to all of us here.
Yay.
Hold on. We got a wobbly mic stand. Some things never change. As the years roll by, down here on In You All Along on WMFO, where if you are just tuning in, we are celebrating 5 years of this show coming on the air. So I've been a college radio listener as long as I can remember. And I've always been in awe of the people that there's so many DJs here in Boston and beyond. I grew up just outside of New York, New Jersey. Lots of both of these places and beyond, you know, so many places I've traveled. The best music, with the most interesting radio, the most creative stuff was always the college radio stations. And, you know, I never really thought I could be one of those people. And then one day I had enough time on my hands. And, you know, I reached out to WMFO because I live a mile down the street. And it was one of these things where it's like you have to check back later in the year and this and that. And I kept checking in and I was making myself a little bit of a pest. And finally, September came around and they said, you just fill out this form, you fill out this form. You show up to a meeting, you do some training, bam, 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 you're on the air. Well, I did all that, and then I didn't hear anything. I mean, like, a month went by, and I was like, well, you know, maybe it just wasn't meant to be. And my friend said to me, you know, he said, whatever happened with that radio thing you're supposed to do? And I don't know. I said, it was like the beginning of November. I trained a month earlier. I looked in my email, like in a spam folder or something, and I found out this was 10:30 Thursday night. I found out that I was supposed to be in here in the studio. It's 6 a.m. the next morning. I did assigned a 6 a.m. time slot because that's what happens when you're new. And man, did I scramble to pull together a show to come up with a name. The name, which was an inside joke of somebody I was trying to, with somebody that I was trying to get to like me. That didn't work. And then pretty soon, I was on the air within less than like 8 hours or so from when I was doing that. And I learned how to do this early in the morning in the, like half awake hours. And it was just a crazy thing. Like I had to learn how to fake being awake. I had to learn how to work all the knobs and dials and do it all and make it muscle memory so that I could multitask the way you have to do down here. And pretty soon I had a show. And yeah, here we are all these years later. Anyway, I'll do more storytelling in the next mic breaks. But I will tell you right now, we just heard from Cold Expectations with Summer Dress, a song of theirs from here in Boston from 2021, sometime earlier in the beginning of the summer. And I just ran into Steve from Cold Expectations and remembered that song. And it's just one of the things that's always been part of the glue of this show is local music and the community of people that happen around the local community of music. And I've always dug into the listings every week to try to find music to play, bands that are in town, local bands primarily. And man, did we miss that for a long time. It made a big impact on the show when we didn't have that to kind of guide the playlist. But anyway, those guys are great. Before that, we heard from Crystal Canyon, who I think are from up in Maine. They're from the Portland area. That was their song Boomerang, also from 2021, played earlier this year from their album Yours with Affection and Sorrow on the Repeating Cloud label. And we, before that, started that set with Hands and Knees, who I just had the pleasure of seeing for the first time in years a couple nights ago down at State Park. That was their song Old Dang Zang, with they opened up this year with back in January, I guess. And that was one of the many instances of bands being out of sight, but definitely keeping busy, still putting out music from behind closed doors during this pandemic. And so glad to see them again. Anyway, we've got more good stuff coming up, coming your way. More reflections back on the great music of 2021 and beyond. So keep it tuned right where it is.
Walking with your laundry, tears on your face and your head hung low. And I like the way you fold your clothes just so, like Marie Kondo. And I thought that you should know. I thought that you should know. No, no, but she don't wanna know. I thought that you should, but she don't wanna. I thought that you should know. Every now and then, if you need a friend, well, I think that you should let me know. I'm a good listener, we'll talk music and literature. I'm really not so sinister, we're similar. I thought that you should know. I thought that you should know, no, no. But she don't wanna know. I thought that you should, but she don't wanna. I thought that you should know. Let's pretend that we're long lost friends, reunited after losing touch years ago. We can catch up on the good old days. We can start today over espresso. You should know.
No, no, no.
I thought that you should know.
No, 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 no.
But she don't wanna know.
No, no, no. I thought that you should. No,
but she don't wanna.
No,
I thought that you should.
No, I know that I know it ain't easy when my line is cheesy and you just don't know. But you can trust me, I'm not asking you to love me. I just feel like we could take it slow. But she turns her head when she sees me. No, she does not believe me when she sinks so low. To go slumming, my guitar keeps drumming to a tune too fast for slow. And I thought that you should know.
I thought that you should know,
no.
I thought that you should know,
no.
But she don't wanna know,
no.
I thought that you should,
no.
But she don't wanna,
no.
I thought that you should know,
no.
I thought that you should know,
no.
But she don't wanna know,
no.
I thought that you should know,
but she don't wanna.
Yourself, but then maybe you disappear, and that would be some amazing futuristic mind over matter. In other words,
science! Oh, we're starting again! That's good. I got some more stuff to say. Here we go.
Manfred likes opening days in winter. Likes baseball games that don't go on too long. Rob Manfred likes more offense from the hitter. Likes juicing up the ball and hitting dogs. Intentional walks with just a finger. And all the umpires who are always blowing calls. Likes a National League DH. But one thing Manfred hates, Rob Manfred hates baseball. Rob Manfred likes a pitch clock for the pitches. And batters who stay inside the box. Likes lessening the ball drag with lower stitches. And half the team's making the playoffs. Rob Manfred likes pitchers who face three batters and not paying minor leaguers at all. Likes to catch the block the plate. But one thing Manfred hates, Rob Manfred hates baseball. Yeehaw! Houston Astros cheat. He likes how ticket prices keep the fans out and X-ing teams out of the minor leagues. Rob Manfred's gonna bring us robot umpires to tell C.B. Buckner that he's been wrong. He likes putting money in the bank.
So, topicality, always, never something we shy away from here in You All Along. So it's funny, you know, you have to, if you get political on the air, you have to fill out a form that says that you did. And it's much easier to just play topical songs because you don't have to do any paperwork for that. So that's usually my approach down here. Although I will say, one thing that was a really big part of the show, at least in the first year or so, and I'd love to get back to it, is going out and interviewing people. We used to have, you know, a few years ago, and still occasionally, but not nearly at the frequency or size. We had a lot of demonstrations and things going on here in Boston and elsewhere. And those of you who were listening, you know, way back in like 2017, 2018, I used to go out and do interviews with people and ask them why they were out there. And I hope to be able to get back to things like that. It's been a, you know, kind of an effort just to keep the show going here. But never. The way I look at it is, we all have a bully pulpit here, and we have a certain responsibility to make the world a better place with the advantages we have. So that's what I was trying to do as a DJ, and hopefully making some lives a little better here and there along the way. Anyway, non-controversial, pretty much unanimous sentiment in this most recent topical song from the Bleacher Bum Band, which is one guy from Chicago, as far as I can tell. But that song is called Rob Manfred Hates Baseball. And anybody that's a baseball fan familiar with the commissioner of Major League Baseball will most heartily agree with that non-controversial statement. Before that, we heard from the Deedle Deedle D's from Brooklyn with their song, If You Don't Like Science, That's Fine, from their 2021 album, How to Fix America. Last year was a wellspring of topical music. Man, I couldn't even keep up. I couldn't believe. I would go online and just start digging every week, and there was so much new music coming out on the issues of the day. every week from people who are, like I said, locked in their houses. They, you know, they didn't have access to studios in a lot of cases. They had what they had. And I felt so inspired as I was struggling along making this show happen. And that was one of those. Lots of good stuff leading up to the election last year. We opened up that short set with Detention from Up in Lowell with his song No, 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 K-N-O-W, N-O-K-N-O-W, from Detention's Secret Rock and Roll Project from 2021, sometime in the early part of this year. He got so much attention for that record, and deservedly so. He's a musical chameleon. I first knew him as a rapper, and I guess he's done all kinds of stuff, but apparently that grew out of the Boston One Night Band project, where they throw a bunch of musicians together to figure it out in the morning, and by the evening they all get together and play a song each. But yeah, good work, Detention. Behind me right now, I should say, is a band called Spife. Also played them sometime earlier in this year.
With
a track called Kinda Sad, huh? That was a single from 2020. I forget where Spife is from. Spife, I will tell you, I learned, is a spoon with a serrated edge, you know, part spoons, part knife. Basically a completely useless combination, because when do you use a spoon and a knife together? Spife is from Tennessee, from Nashville, Tennessee. All right, more rambling coming up with music in between. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining me on this 5th anniversary special of In You All Along.
Desperate situation. The virus taking down our nation. We're facing lots of complications. We're gonna need a vaccination.
Ooh, vaccination.
It's more than just a fascination. It's now in heavy circulation. 200,000 decimation. We're overdue for vaccination.
Stop the death vaccination.
As everyone becomes impatient, we wait with great anticipation. It's not the time for hesitation. It's time to find a vaccination. Met with a sense of aggravation. It's more than just an agitation. Everyone's feeling the frustration. It's time to seek a vaccination.
Time's a vaccination.
At every turn a deviation. They preach cooperation. But we're not down for adaptation. We'd rather have a vaccination.
Don't adapt, react, vaccination.
We need to write our own narration. Stand up against the fear we're facing. Annihilate the devastation. We need a vaccination.
Fight, not fight, vaccination.
To the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
is in a mutation. Now come up with a vaccination.
Find a cure, vaccination.
We know we've got an obligation to save our future generations before we face annihilation.
Did you wake up to the sunrise? Dew drops in the meadow, crocuses in one hand, in the other, purple heather. Did you tell her that you loved her as the night turned into day? Did you let the fire burn? Did you turn away? Backyard, you were soaking up the stars. Did you stand so close together, or did you stand apart? Did you look her in the eye? Did you ever find the words to say? Or did you send a message in every note that you played? You can't hide the meaning hidden in the song, in the song that you were singing. Lying underneath the willow, you let it go, I guess. If I ever had a secret, could I keep it to myself? Would I try to press it close? Would I wait for it to fade? Oh, wouldn't I be just like you, saying the things I couldn't say?
We've got a long, wide road, and in my back like you're looking for a feeling, and you feel it in your grasp. Every time I try to quit you, you come with it, I relapse. Need me another hit, a buck 50, I'm hitting gas for it. She said it's yours, you don't even have to ask for it. Fun girls here, we don't even need no passports. We could take a flight if you ain't afraid of heights. Where we going on tonight? You don't need no boarding pass, shorty. Don't know if I'm swimming now, don't know if I'm drowning. All I know is that I'm kicking, and ocean is all around me. Tell me that she love me, boy, I know it's something bigger. Them cameras is coming quick, and we seeing the bigger picture. I don't know what to do, I know she want me gone, but that's so good, I'm forgetting that it's wrong. Is it worth it? I know it ain't worth it, but I gotta go.
Confession, I'm restless, I guess it's a blessing. I'm making it right this year. I never mind slowing down, but the way that I'm living now is in motion. Leave my options open.
We keep all the traditions alive here, including little miscues and dead air every now and then. You know, to remember the old days when that was half the show. So, in any case, we just heard from Oompa, one of Boston's hip-hop mega stars. I say that, you know, I have no idea how far the reach of our stars here, but in town there's few names that generate as much excitement around the hip-hop world, as far as my perspective, as Oompa. And that song was... what was that? That song was called Go. It was a single from earlier in 2021. Featuring Dan DiCristofaro. Prior to that, we heard from Lisa Bastoni, who's based in the Northampton area, but was pre-COVID a regular face here in Greater Boston. Still is from time to time. I haven't run into Lisa in a long time. Always nice to run into Lisa here and there. And that was her song, Hidden in the Song, from her 2021 album, Backyard Birds. Very comforting album. You know, I don't go for too much. Comfort's not really my jam down here in You All Along. I aim to discomfort and disquiet. But every now and then we let a little comfort in. Prior to that, at the beginning of that set, we heard from... We heard a song called Vaccination from an act called Collab 19 off a compilation called Quarantunes, a Pandemic Music Experience. That was the representative track in this show from one of the most popular shows that I did. Got among the most reactions of any show I did in the past year. 16 songs about vaccination back at the beginning of May. You can still find it there online if you know where to look. You can start by going to facebook.com/inyouallalong, your portal to all things In You All Along. Playlists, archives, all the rest. But yeah, and I was like, you know, I sat down and do that, and I was like, maybe I should play a few songs about vaccination. It was really in the throes of everybody getting their initial vaccination. And then suddenly, I was like, man, I can I have to cut back songs in order to fit this in an hour. Always the problem as I look at the clock up here and realize I'm going to do that today. So, yeah, so much to say. I want to just sit here and talk to you about how hard it was when we got kicked out of the studio last March. And thanks to our incredible technical staff, including Nick and Bob and our Jordan, our ops director, was on just before me. And they hacked together a way for us to make shows at home and upload them and have them play automatically. Not without its hiccups, but man, it changed the dark time into a time we could do something. That said, incredibly time-consuming process. Incredibly, it became like a second job to record at home. And I'll be honest, I didn't know when we got to this semester whether we would be back in the studio. And I did ask myself whether I would continue if we had to do it at home. And thank God that we got back in here, because I got a bunch of hours of my life back and got to have some more fun doing radio, which I'm going to do right now by shutting up again for just a few minutes, playing you a few more songs so we can wrap up this fifth anniversary special edition of In You All Along.
Just sit back and watch. Hello, I'm Ray Charles, and I just want to tell you that hearing is a wonderful gift. It's very precious. Please take care of it, huh?
All right. All right, that's going to do it here for this 5th anniversary birthday party edition of Inu All Along. I hope you've enjoyed looking back at some of the highlights of this past year and listening to me ramble on about what it means to be down here. And man, I tell you, going back through that list, reliving a year, what a crazy year. You know, a year ago, very dark time. No vaccinations. Everybody locked inside for the winter. For us here as DJs, making something out of nothing, and more than we already do, and what a change! I mean, we're not out of the woods yet, but we've seen a lot of things happen in the past year or so, and it's been a pleasure to be able to bring together so much of the music that's been the soundtrack to it, and I can't wait to do some more of it. Who knows what the future will bring for us collectively or for me here at this show. See how much energy I have left after this crazy year. But nonetheless, thank you for coming along for the ride. Quickly, what we just heard from Harina DeMarco from up there in Montreal. So much good music coming out of Montreal. With Illegales, another topical one, from a release called Sound the Alarm Volume 1, Louder Feelings, on the Pop Can Records label in 2020. Prior to that, we heard from Laura Jane Grace of Against Me with Long Dark Night, from At War with the Silverfish, a new release from this fall on Polyvinyl Records. Part of my undying appreciation to Chicago show from last month after I ran the Chicago Marathon. Did I mention that 18 times to you already? By the way, I ran the Chicago Marathon. A big smile on my face every time I hear those songs. We opened that set with Lou Barlow, who I had the pleasure to see in a backyard this summer. You know, as live music was coming back into our lives, Lou did a little series of outdoor shows, and I was able to see him right after I did like a long, crazy training run on a hot summer day, and I was wiped out. And I got myself to Mansfield and watched Lou Barlow put on an amazing set. Very, very amicable, personable guy. Just basically asked the audience what to play, and unforgettable night. That was his song, Sit Back and Watch, which is exactly what we did. It's a Franklin Bruno cover from his 2021 Artist Enabler Club complete collection recordings he did at home during the pandemic. Thank you so much, all of you. Oh, by the way, behind me right now, I have to tell you, is Fred Scaliette from Belgium, and his happy birthday recording from 1997. Once again, thank you to all of you for tuning in here to In You All Along on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned, possibly, for somebody coming in. I believe we have a sub coming in here for the next hour. We shall see. Thank you very much, all you wonderful people. I will see you for one more year, beginning next week.